He leaned toward her, raising his voice above the hubbub.
"I don't suppose you would have been here at the time of the Killian murder?"
She grinned.
"I was studying my back at the time, monsieur. That was before I left for university on the mainland."
Her smile turned wry.
"A worthwhile interlude in my life."
She waved an arm vaguely around her.
"You can see where my doctorate in philosophy got me."
Enzo grinned back. Akelt almost never missed the opportunity to indulge in self-abasement.
"They say that the answers to some of the world's greatest philosophical questions can be found in a bottle."
"In my experience, the only thing to be found in a bottle is oblivion."
Which was her recognition of yet another Celtic trait, that great capacity for self-destruction. The Celts, it seemed, were obsessed with the self. Enzo nodded.
"I don't suppose you'd know if any of your regulars were around at that time. Several gave evidence at the trial."
She shrugged.
"I couldn't tell you, but I know that old Robert Gerber has been a regular here for years. He might know."
She nodded toward the end of the bar nearest the door. A man in his 60s, with a cloth cap pulled low over a forehead with lines like scars, sat on a high stool nursing a glass of beer. He wore a checked jacket with leather patches at the elbow and a pair of frayed, baggy jeans. This was no fancy dress, and the man wore an expression of ill-concealed irritation, cocooned in his own world, making no attempt to participate in the celebrations. Enzo recognized the name at once. Gerber was one of those witnesses.
"Thanks."
Enzo lifted his glass and pushed his way along the bar, managing to squeeze in beside him. More revelers arrived. A very fat man, dressed as Madame Defarge, clutching knitting needles and a meter of hand-knitted scarf. A thinner man with a beard, in the role of Marie Antoinette. And a zombie with an axe buried in his head.
"Can I refill your glass?"
Enzo asked Kerber.